I have a prediction for you. I predict that the cost of your auto insurance in New Jersey is going to increase. Well, it's kind of a safe prediction because New Jersey lawmakers recently passed a bill authorized by State Senate President Nicholas Kateri that will raise the minimum amount of auto insurance coverage you need. What this will translate to, about $120 more a year on your premiums. Currently, you have to have liability coverage of $15,000 for an auto accident where one person gets hurt, $30,000 if two or more are injured. That's been in effect, by the way, since 1972 and doesn't cover the cost resulting from the average accident in which an insurance claim is filed. They did amend this bill, by the way, because if they didn't, it would have meant about an increase of around $300 per year. So you got that working for you. Senate President made an appearance at the committee hearing before the passage to argue that the bill would not immediately increase insurance premiums within the state, saying, "This is all nonsense. Insurers cannot raise rates for a minimum of 3.5 years. They cannot substantiate a raise in rates when we go to $25,000 in coverage. The industry cannot substantiate it. It is an impossibility." He continued, "The people of New Jersey need this legislature to protect them from themselves." There's a bit of arrogance for you because we tell them what they need to get, and that's what they get. He also reminded his fellow legislators that taxpayers are the ones ultimately stuck paying the bills and subsidizing unpaid medical bills and everything that the insurance industry doesn't cover in the minimum policy. So here's how it works. The bill would hike the current $15,000 coverage to $25,000. That starts in 2023, and a minimum of $35,000 starting in 2026. As well, the coverage for property damage, that would jump to a minimum now of $25,000. Gary LaSpiza, who is the VP of the Insurance Council of New Jersey, said, "I still think we will see a spike in the uninsured motorist rate because some people just won't have the money to bear that extra cost. Again, on the average, around $120 per year." Assemblyman Roz McCurshy, who is a Democrat, represents the 33rd District. He countered that the increase is needed and that current minimum liability coverage of $15,000 doesn't even cover the average $18,000 cost from a crash, let alone the outer limits of exposure. This bill passed pretty much all in party lines, a vote of 23-15 in the state Senate and 44-29 in the Assembly. This was back a couple of weeks ago and just kept forgetting to get to this. My apologies for that. I know this sounds like a heavy hit, but like Senate President Scutari said, this doesn't kick in for another year, so you have plenty of time to move to another state.